Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Well, hello, Donai Zhong, ZFM here. Good evening, it's me, TP here. Now, I never knew that this could be an incredible dish, but I have to share this with you. So it's normal to make summer spring rolls or Vietnamese spring rolls with Vietnamese rice people, right? But what about Vietnamese rice noodle? A zero-calorie, low-in-carbs kind of noodle. All right, so to make this dish, take a stack of rice paper, soak it in water quickly, and microwave them for 1 minute and 30 seconds, then cut them into strips, and your rice paper noodles are ready. You can mix your own sauce with it, make your favorite noodle recipe using this rice noodle strips. I mean, it's gluten-free, low in calories, and you can eat your heart out. Like, I can't wait to try this. I still can't find rice paper around the mall. Like, maybe I'm just blinded, I don't know. But this weekend, I'm gonna try to search it again because I really want to make some delicious spring onion oil rice noodle recipe. Back to the playlist, here's Perfu. Keep our love alive, TFL.
Green tea is good, but tea life is better.
Hey, what's up? Green tea here. Hey, what's up? It's TP here on TFM. I don't think I've ever shared a bibimbap recipe before, but this one is very easy and healthy, so I thought, like, you know, why not share it with you guys, right? So to make this healthy bibimbap, you gotta prepare 5 key ingredients, and they are onions, carrots, spinach, mushrooms, and cucumbers. Cut them into thin strips and cook them or steam them however you like. Just make sure that they are soft and ready to eat, all right? Then fry an egg and you are almost set to go. First, take a bowl of brown rice because we are going for healthy. Place a handful of each of the veggies around the rice. So these would be like your onions, carrots, spinach, mushrooms, cucumbers. Place them nicely. Then place your fried egg at the center. And most important ingredient is Korean red chili paste. Just take a tablespoonful, put it on top and add a hint of sesame oil, and your healthy bibimbap is ready to be eaten. Mix it all good and you can eat it as you wish. I think that this is a recipe that you can try to make once in a while together with your parents or your kids, because it takes a lot of energy to do it. So when all people do it together and put the things together, it's gonna be like some kind of a bonding session, you know? TFM.
This is life, only on T-Life.
Hey, nice show, TFM here. Hey, it's TV here. All right, this next recipe is a great recipe for breakfast. Take 2 hard-boiled eggs and grate them. I don't know why this recipe used to grate them, but I think you can just mash them up like how you make egg salad sandwich, okay? So just mash them up. Next, add some chopped red onions, 1 tablespoon of chili sauce, some coriander, and 2 slices of bread. Mix everything up until it becomes something like a paste, and then you're gonna go ahead and make them into any shape you want. Round, square, rectangle, triangle. But for this recipe, they made it into like a long roll shape and fry them. Pan fry them. You don't have to deep fry them, right? And that is how you make this recipe, egg bread roll. Delicious, simple, and very, very nutritious. You can even wrap it into another bread and eat it like that. Your kids will love this for sure. TFM.